That is a really good question and a really important question. He's asking why. He's asking fundamentals. Training has nothing to do with fundamentals for the most part, at least nothing to do as far as most traders are concerned. You hear the idiots on Fast Money and the pundits all the time talking fundamentals. You know, a stock could be going up for 6 months, and then you'll hear, oh, there's the world population is growing, and there's going to be a demand for corn, and therefore, you know, Monsanto should go up. Well, the world was growing yesterday. It was growing a month ago. It was growing 6 months ago, and the demand for food was there 6 months ago as well. So why today, all of a sudden, should we buy Monsanto or potash? To me, it's all craziness to argue fundamentals. Most of the time, even if you know the fundamentals, you don't have the ability to understand them. So when you're asking why, to me, it's kind of asking fundamentals, and they're irrelevant. Most of the trading that we see during the day is done by computers, and the computers are basing their trade decisions on mathematics. And it's not like all the firms are using the same algorithms and everyone is coming up with exactly the same prices. A lot of the measured move targets are the same, but big moves and crazy reversals like down from 70 take place only because a whole bunch of computers had the same algorithm or comparable algorithms. Some might be shorting because of the 51-60 wedge. Others might be shorting because of yesterday's 72 and today's 28 wedge. Others could be shorting because of measured move targets. It doesn't matter. As long as enough computers are doing the same thing, the market will act in a certain way. Once a move starts to pick up speed, like 67, 68, you've got computers that are trading purely on the basis of momentum. 8 of the past 10 ticks were up, therefore we're going to buy. We're going to keep buying until we start seeing some down ticks. So you get the momentum traders piggybacking onto what the other computers are doing on the move up from 66. And then when the momentum starts to slow, the momentum traders take profits. When the momentum starts to build on the downside, 76, 77, those momentum computers, they don't care about fundamentals. They don't even care about mathematical targets and measured moves. They're just trading momentum. They see the momentum on the downside, they just start shorting. And they keep shorting all the way down until the momentum stops, and then they'll buy back their shorts. But as they're shorting, they're triggering signals for other traders to short. Oh, the market moved below the 68, 67 strong signal bar, so some computers will short there. It moved below 66, other computers will short there. It moved below 62, other computers will short there. Oh, it fell 4.25 from the high, some computers will short there. It fell 6 points from the high. Other computers will short there. It broke a trend line. It broke a trend channel line. And if enough computers are placing trades in the same direction, you can get a move that can go very far and very fast. But I never worry about why. My job is to be very good at following what the market is doing. I don't care about understanding why the market is doing something. I just accept that it's all mathematical. And if enough firms are doing something similar, you can get a move that goes far and fast. My job is to focus on what the chart is doing in front of me and trying to do exactly what it's doing. If it's going up, I want to buy. If it's going down, I want to sell. I never have to understand why. All I have to do is be very good at following. And my job is to follow. My job is not to predict. My job is not to anticipate. My job is not to hope. My job is not to worry. My job is simply to follow. If the market is going up, I want to buy. If it's going down, I want to sell. But I understand that it can be disturbing to see crazy things like the move up to 69 and then the move straight down. It's a low probability event, but every event has a probability. And most events have a probability of at least 20 to 30%. No matter how crazy the move appears at the moment that it's taking place, it still has a 20 to 30%. At any point during the day, I always think there's at least a 20 to 30% chance that the next bar could be the start of a trend in the opposite direction. Always, 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 always. And I never worry about, hey, why? How can that be? You know, I always say that. Even when I think that the market has a 70% chance of going up, back over here, I probably said something like a 60 to 70% chance of higher prices. That means a 30% chance of not higher prices and a 30% chance that that's the top. How could it possibly sell off? It doesn't matter. If the computers make it sell off, I don't need to know what their algorithm is. Nobody knows what anybody else's algorithms are, and it doesn't matter. I just follow the flow. And if you look at higher time frame charts, a lot of times things, patterns look clear. This is the time frame that I'm trading. I could look at a 1 minute chart and everything could look confusing and I might not be able to take the trades fast enough, but whatever confusion I see on the 1 minute chart, I'll probably see clarity on a 5 minute chart or a 15 minute chart or a 60 minute chart. So whenever we see stuff that looks confused here, higher time frame traders see it as very clear. This channel down yesterday from 22 to 50, it was very sloppy. I'm sure on a 15-minute chart or a 60-minute chart, it was very clean. But anyway, back to your specific question as far as, you know, why is this craziness happening? I just smile. I just sit back and I smile and say, wow, that's really fascinating how a low probability event just took place. I smile and I never worry about it because if I'm worried about why, all I can do is get myself upset because the reality is it's all mathematics and everything has a definite real probability. And the opposite of what you believe has a real probability, probably at least 30% at all times. A lot of times, it'll be 60% opposite of what you believe. You think you're 60% certain. The reality is the market is 60% likely to do the opposite of what you believe is 60% certain. You just never get attached to an opinion. Never get convinced that the market is going to do something. Always accept that no matter how confident you are, even the craziest idea has a 20 to 30% chance of happening. And no matter how confident you are, it's hard to be more than 60% confident, but that means 40% chance of the opposite happening. And 40% is a large enough percentage that you have to be very respectful of it. You have to be willing to change your opinion within a bar or two. And I do that all the time. But that's okay. For me, that's one of the enjoyable things about trading. Can I just kind of float all day long on the waves and ride the waves wherever they're taking me and not fight it, just go with it? And I like that. You know, to me, it's personally satisfying. It's very challenging, but it's very satisfying to be able to listen to the music of the market and then being able to move with it. To me, it's very pleasing. However, there are all kinds of things that when you're starting out, they're upsetting. I mean, they're crazy. You know, like the sell-off from 70, you just look at it and say, that's not fair. But it doesn't matter. There's no way to program fairness, so it's not a consideration in the computer algorithms. Should a trader have shorted below 70, given it's a bear inside bar after a breakout? I'm sure lots of traders looked at it and said, yeah, low probability trade, but it may trade down 4 or 5 points. I'm risking 7 ticks to make 4 or 5 points on a 30% bet. I'll go for it. And the traders who took that trade, they did just fine. Anyway, I'm sorry about going on about this, but I think it's really, really important. Why is never important to me. Why in the fundamental sense? To me, it's all mathematics. There are magnets all over the place. The market gets vacuumed up to prices like the 69 high. It gets vacuumed down like the 9 low. And that happens all day long. Once the market reaches the vacuum area, the target area, bears appear out of nowhere. And you wonder, how can that possibly be? It's because the bears expected the price to hit 1324 for whatever reason, and they were not going to short until it got there. The bulls thought it was going to hit that price for whatever reason, and they were not going to take profits until it got there. Once it got there, the bulls sold out, they took their profits, and the bears started to short. And the bears were going to scalp out lower. They were going to buy back lower at the first sign of a bull flag triggering. The bulls were looking to buy lower as soon as the bull flag started to set up. It never set up, so the bulls never bought, and the bears never bought back their shorts. The market just kept selling off. To me, I just admire it. I just look back, and I enjoy it. To me, it's like looking at a garden, watching the stuff grow. To me, it's very satisfying. I like it. And I like being able to move with the music of the market. And it takes a long time to be able to just let go, to become a follower, and just let the currents move you around and not fight them and just let them take you, you know, wherever they're heading. But I think that is a very important character trait to develop in becoming a successful trader. All right. Sorry for running on like this. I hope everybody has a good night.